The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot Daf Chaf. Today's daf is being studied. The Mishpat of Ram Ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe Ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem Tanichem Begin Aiden Amen. Today's daf is being studied. The Fuash Shlima Miki Ben Jamie. We begin today's daf on Yutet Amud Bet, and we are up to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is, how many lines? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. 10 lines on the bottom. We're talking about over here the Inyan of Hagashah, bringing the Menha and putting it on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeah. So we're saying now regarding that, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says like this. Yachon Yagishena le ma'araba shel keren. You would have thought that maybe you have to place the mincha on the western part of the southwestern corner, the droma shel keren, or maybe you have to put it on the south part of the corner. Which means we're agreeing, got to put it on the southwestern corner. But which part of the corner? The west part or the south part? Amar beveru. כל מקום שאתה מוצא שתי מקראות אחד מקיים עצמו מקיים את חברו ואחד מקיים עצמו מבטל את חברו מניחים שמקיים עצמו מבטל חברו בתופסין עד שמקיים עצמו מקיים חברו. We have two פסוקים that contradict each other, and you can explain one פסוק, but one פסוק will contradict another פסוק, but you can explain the other פסוק and it'll coincide with the other פסוק, so you study it in a way where both פסוקים can be reconciled, instead of studying where one pasuk is to the exclusion of the other. How does that apply here, this rule? Shkishata omer lefne Hashem. When you're saying the pasuk lefne Hashem, that's where you have to put the mincha in front of God, that's the ma'arav. That's obviously in the west, because that's in front of the mechal. Bitalta el penei ha-mizbeach bedarom. But by putting it on the west side, you're going to mevetel the other pasuk that says El Pinei HaMizbeach, but in the south. We'll see why. Kishata omer El Pinei HaMizbeach bedarom, but if you follow the pasuk of Pinei HaMizbeach, which is the south, kiyamta lefnei Hashem, which means it's possible to explain that when the pasuk says lefnei Hashem is on the south side of the corner, and you can still mekayim that pasuk south and still mekayim Havero, lefnei Hashem. So therefore, you don't have to put it on the tip of the corner. You could put it on the south side of the southwestern corner. And by putting it on the south side, you'll fulfill everything. Why? Ve'echa kiyimta, which means how you're fulfilling lefnei Hashem in this case. If you're putting it on the south corner, how are you fulfilling lefnei Hashem? Amar. Because again, the south corner is not facing the Echal. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Asher Kasavar Aitana, Kule Mizbeach B'Safon Kai." This Tana holds that the whole Mizbeach was in the north. Look at the picture. You have pictures in your book. You see the Mizbeach is in the north. You see the line that they're drawing, where it's Safon. So the whole Mizbeach is in the north. So by putting it on the south, that corner of the south is actually facing right into the Hechal. So therefore, by doing south, you're fulfilling also the Fnei Hashem. Let's see how we explain the machlokin. Now, the da'at talakama makom ha-mizbeach haya memutza berachok b'shavim ben kotle ha'azara sifuni v'dirumi. According to talakama, the mizbeach was centered. Not the stability, as according to talakama. The mizbeach was centered. Makbir l'rochav ha'echad. Hilkach, horash yesh lagish ta mechal l'yichud ha'kirin l'dirumit ma'arabit davka. According to talakama, you have to place it on the tip of the southwestern corner. Because according to Achamim, if you're not going to put it on the tip, it's not going to be facing the Hechal. because to the Hachamim it's more centered. So you have to put a little over in order to get it next to the Hechal. So you have to put it here. So it's next to the Hechal. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Eliezer, anyway, the Mizbeach is a little removed over here. So by putting it on the south, it's, you don't have to put it on the tip exactly. You can even put it on the south. So you're getting, you can put it on the south. You get south, and you get also the other one. So therefore, by putting on west, you're only going to get the Fnashim, you're not going to get south. By putting on south, you'll get the Fnam Mizbeach, or the Fnam Mizbeach, you'll also get the Fnashim. So that's what the Bili Isaac holds. Because you want to continue. Matkif la Ravuna, Haremelach. Okay, we're going back to Rav. Rav said, anytime you have a law in the Mincha that repeats itself, the laws of the Mincha were written in Parashat Vayikra, and then some of the laws were repeated in Parashat Tzav. So whenever the Torah repeats itself in the law of the Mincha, so Rav's rule was it's Ma'akiv. He says, yes. Haremelach. Matkif Ravuna. Haremelach putting Minach on the Mincha. The law Tana Bekra doesn't repeat it. And what? Umakibabedanya Birit Melach Olamu. You have a covenant of the soul. What do we learn from there? Shite Brit Amurabi Melach. That what? That there's a covenant forever on the Melach. The Bishmon Omen Emar Kam Brit Melach Olam Hi. Emar Lealan, it says by Pinchas, Birit Keunat Olam. Kesheim shei efshal korbanot belo kehuna, just like a korban cannot be brought without a kohen, kach efshal korbanot belo melach, brit brit. Shagem brit kehuna, brit melach. The point is, but according to you, Rav, you said it's got to be repeated for it to be ma'akev. Melach is not repeated, and still it's ma'akev. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Kahana didan svirale de amar lo melach kasher. So what Rav says, Rav is going to sover like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said what? That one of the things that if you didn't do b'di'avad, the Mincha is still kasher. And one of them is what? Lo malach. So the Chinami, you're right, the rule of Rav still stands. Since it wasn't repeated twice, if you didn't do it, it won't be me'akev. There's Tana in there, hold, not me'akev, like our Tana. Amale baye, ihache, lo yatsak name, lo yatsak klal. If you're learning the Mishnah when it says that you didn't salt, means you didn't salt at all. So then when you learn the Mishnah, lo yatsak, learn the Mishnah the same way. Lo yatsak, klal. Lo yatsak is putting the oil. Ela, lo yatsak kohen, elazar. But you can't explain that. Because if you did lo yatsak, if you didn't put the oil, we know it's ma'akev. So if you have to explain lo yatsak, means you didn't do it with a kohen. Ela, you did it with a Zav, hakena me lo malach kohen el azav. Adabah, the Mishnah, we don't have a Tana in the Mishnah that says if you didn't do melichat kasher. When the Mishnah said lo malach, it means lo malach bekohen. Just like we learned lo yatsak, it means lo yatsak bekohen el abezar. So too lo malach also lo malach bekohen el abezar. But for sure you need a melicha. Your answer was what? Rav holds like the opinions that say if you didn't do melicha, it's okay. There's no opinion like that. The Gemara says, Avishai says lo malach. Avishai means like lo yatsak bezar, ela bezar kasher. Lo malach ela bezar kasher. Lo malach bechlal. There's no opinion like that. So back to the question: why is melicha me'akev? It didn't repeat it. Amar le vechita ali al datecha shezar karev legamei mizbeach. That's what he's talking about. How could you learn the Mishnah like that? Where do they do the Midiha? Next to the Mizbeach. Right before they put the Midiha on the Mizbeach. V'chi ta'alei al da'atecha. You think it's possible, plausible for a second that the Tzai is going to walk up to the Mizbeach and put the salt on it? Ela must be what? That the Mishnah is talking about where you didn't salt it at all. Like we thought originally. And therefore, that's a proof for Rav. The Gemara says, that's the first answer. First answer, the Mishnah is talking about where you didn't salt the Bichlal. Don't tell me so what we did with Azar. There's no other meaning that Azar is going to walk up to the Mizbeach and put the salt. Ibaitema, kevan dichtiva ve brit, kevan detana bekra damya. Okay, another answer. Since it says the word brit melach, The fact that it says the word Brit, it's as if it wrote it twice. I mean, Brit is just as powerful as being repetitive. And therefore, that's why Melach will be Me'akev. The first answer is that Melach is not Me'akev, like our Mishnah. Second answer, even if you want to tell me Melach is Me'akev, I didn't write it twice. It's like I write it twice. Rav really holds Melach is Me'akev. But the Brit makes it strong, like as if it was written twice. Two opposing answers. Two totally different answers. The first answer holds that Rav says, you don't need to do Melach B'diavad. Second answer is, no, it is Me'akev. Oh, but it doesn't say it twice. It's like it says it twice. Two opposing answers. Gemara says, Ve'lo Tana Bekra. Now the Gemara challenges. What are you talking about? It's not, it doesn't repeat. It is repeated. Ve'aketiv, Ve'chol Korban Menhatecha, B'melach Temlach. Which means, and it says, Ve'lo Tashbit Melach B'rito Eloecha, Ma Menhatecha, Kol Korban Echad Tekriv Melach. In the same Pasuk, it says Melach three times. עוד פעם, וכל קורבן מנחתך במלח תמלח, ולא תשבית מלח ברית עולם, מעל מנחתך, על כל קורבן אחד תקריב מלח. So it's written just in that one pasuk, it's written many times. So when you tell me it's not repeated. It says, וכל קורבן מנחתך במלח תמלח. So the Gemara says, ההוא מבעלה, we need that pasuk, כדתניה. כדתניה. אילו נאמר, Korban b'melach. I mean, the pasuk says, "V'chol korban menhatecha." If it wouldn't have said the word menhatecha in the pasuk, if it just would have said korban b'melach, shomei ani afilu etzim vedam. Wow, I would have thought you have to put salt even on the wood, even on the blood. Shenikriu korban, because they are called korban. They have a status of korban. Where do we see that they're called korban? Etzim, they call it korban etzim. Like we know the Masechet Tanit that certain families used to bring a korban called korban etzim on the day that they used to donate the wood to the Beit HaMikdash. So you see, wood is called the korban, and where do you see dam is called the korban? Hakavana lechol dam shel korban that goes into kli shelet et shechita. Shavodat adam hi ikar kapara shel zevachim. Since that's the ikar kapara. So that's the Qurban. So if I just would have said al Qurban without the word Minha, I would have said any part of the Qurban. The Aitzim and the Dam. Nikru Qurban. Tabud Lomar Minha. Here's the key to Rashi. It says Minha. So we're going to say only things that are similar to the Minha. What are things similar to Minha? Ma Minha miyuhedit. She'achilim ba'im chovala. That as a result of the Minha, other stuff goes on the Mizbayach. Which means, in order to bring the korbanos on the mizbeach, you have to put wood on the mizbeach. So therefore, any item that brings other stuff to go on the mizbeach, that item needs salt. So the mincha, what does the mincha bring on the mizbeach besides itself? Wood. So therefore, the mincha needs a salt. Af kol she'achirim ba'im chovala. But the wood doesn't bring anything on the mizbeach. What does the wood bring on the mizbeach? Nothing. The blood doesn't bring anything on the mizbeach. So therefore, only items like the mincha that are the cause to bring other stuff on the mizbeach. The Gemara is going to ask that question. The blood brings the meat. But before that question, the Gemara is assuming that only things like mincha. Mincha brings the wood. The wood doesn't bring anything. The blood doesn't bring anything. Therefore, you don't need to do mincha. Gemara says, "Ima mincha miyuchedet shemateret," which means maybe I'll tell you a different concept than the mincha. Mincha is a matir. By bringing the mincha in the mizbeach, it's matir shirayim. So I'll say, Av kol shem matir. So to anything that's a matir. Avidam. I'll bring the blood. Shem matir. Because it brings the emurim on the mizbeach. Now that I sprinkle the blood, I can bring the emurim on the mizbeach. So therefore, why don't you learn like that? Tavud lomar, me'al minhatecha, ולא מעל דמך. So you're right, דם is גזרת הכתוב. מעל מנחתך. Why is it מעל מנחתך? But not מעל דמך, not from the blood. יכול תמנחה כולה טעונה מלח, which means, maybe the whole מנחה needs מלח, not only the קומץ, maybe even the שיריים. Talmud Lomar, Korban. Korban ta'un melah. Ve'en mincha kula ta'una melah. Which is only the Korban part of it. The part that goes on the Mizbeah needs melah. Korban mincha techa. But not the Shirayim. En li ela komets. Minayim rabot et lebona. Here we go. How do we know that the lebona needs to have salt? Because the mincha has lebona as well. How do you have to put salt on the lebona? Marbe ani et lebona. Sheken ba'imam b'chli yachad. It's the same thing. When we say komets, we mean the komets and the lebona. Because bottom line, they're both placed in the same kin. Minayim rabot et lebona ba'a b'fnei atzma. What about the lebona that comes on its own? A guy donates a lebona mincha. Just straight up lebona. Lebona ba'abe bazichin. How do you know the lebona that's in the bazichin of the lechem apanim? Ba'ketoret. Or the regular ketoret, I know you put salt on those items. Minchat kohanim, the minchat of the kohanim, where there's no comment. All minchat goes on the mizbeah. Minchat kohen mashiach. That's the minchat habitin of the kohen gadol that he brings every single day. Minchat nesachim. That all these items, they go on the Mizbeah without Kemitza. Imure Hatat. How do I know that the Imurim of the Hatat? Imure Asham, Imure Kotshi Kodashim, Imure Kodashim Kadim, Ibre Ola, Ola Ta'of. Minayin. How do you know all these items get also sold? Tahud Lomar, Alkol Korbanecha, Tekriv Melah. The end of the Pasuk is, I don't want to talk about Menachot anymore. Alkol Korbanecha, Tekriv Melah. To teach me that there are all sorts of Korbanot, you have to put salt. So therefore, we see from this braita over here that the fact that the Torah repeated the salt a few times is not considered repetitive. Because each part of the pasuk would address something. The last question was, salt is not repeated. Therefore, Rav says it's not ma'akev. Wow, what do you mean it's repeated? We see this pasuk over here, it says salt three times. No, each part of the pasuk we needed to teach us. Different anyanim, therefore it's not considered repetitive. Let's go back. Amar mor, in the ela komets, minayin rabot et lebona. Back to the question, how do I know the lebona needs salt? Marbe ani et lebona shken ba'a ima bechli echad. So we said, include the lebona. Why would I include the lebona? Because it's in the same keli. Since it comes with the komets, it comes with the mincha, so just like the mincha needs zmelah. Put the lebona in there also. Amar, ma mincha miyuchedet she'acharim ba'im chovala. But your Jew told me that the reason why mincha needs salt is because it brings other things with it. Namely what? Namely the wood. So therefore we said any korban that goes on the mizbeah, that is the cause for wood or something else to go on the mizbeah with it, so therefore it needs melah. Now lebona also brings wood. What did you need a special derasha and say, oh, it comes to the same keli? Just say, ma mincha shigorem la'acharim to go on the mizbeah. So to the lebona, it's the same rule. How do you burn the lebona? You need wood. So therefore the lebona causes wood to go on the mizbeah. That's the rule we just said. What did you need to generate a new derasha and say, oh, it's in the same keli? You need it's not in the same keli. The point is, when you put the lebona on the mizbeah, you can't put the lebona without wood. Oh, so what's the rule? Ma mincha shigorem other stuff to go on the mizbeah. So it needs melah. After vona. Simple question. Why did the Gemara have to go far and say, oh, it's in the same keli? Just it's the same paradigm as the mincha. So Gemara says, Hachi kama. Says, you're right. This would have meant to say. I would have read that pasuk and I would have started to think that I'm falling into the klal prat business over here. Once I fall into a klal prat is very minimal. When I have a generality, then I have a prat, a specific. The law is en bichlal ela mashi beprat. The klal is only including the prat. But if I have a klal prat klal, so then the prat means things that are me'en. The klal includes things that are me'en a prat. A klal prat klal is more inclusive than a klal prat. So Gemara is saying like this: I would have read the pasuk the following way. Ema, I would have said like this: Korban is a vechol korban min haticha. Korban is a klal. Mincha prat, mincha techa is a prat. Korban mincha techa. Korban is a klal, mincha techa is a prat. What would I have said? Klal uprat. En beklal ela ma shebeprat. Mincha in de acharina la. Right? I would have said only mincha because it's klal prat. And therefore, what? At that point, when I thought it was a klal prat, Libona is not included. So at that point, I would have included Libona because it's in the same keli. At the time that I'm at the cloud prat stage, that's when the Braita was discussing Libona, that it's in the same keli. Because I'm thinking only Menachai, nothing else. Oh, Menachai, Rabot, Lebona, even at that stage of the Braita. Oh, because it's the same candy. However, Lemaaseh, Hadar, Amar, later on, we're going to say like this. Al kol korbanecha, at the end of the Pasuk, al kol korbanecha tekli menach. Hazar vekalal, klal uprat uklal. Etadan ela, ke'ena perat. And now it takes on the properties of the prat. Ma prat mefurash acharim ba'im chobala, af kol shedevar acharim ba'im chobala. Ma mincha that causes other things to go on the mizbeach, namely wood. So to everything that brings other things on the mizbeach, namely lebona. So therefore, you're right. At the end of the braita, I don't need the one keli item anymore. Once I turn the pasuk into a klal prat klal, so now we're ready. It's going to go ke'ena prat. Ma prat is that what? And he brings the wood, so to the one also brings the wood. She's that thing of keli achad was nehava mina the braita. When we thought it was just a cloud prat, we are only including mincha. Oh, what about lebona? Lebona also. Everybody says mincha. Mincha, lebona, same thing, same point keli. Oh, but the maase, once the braita came along and told me it's a cloud prat klal. So now I say ke'ena prat, ma prat, shegurim aharim, come on, so to the lebona as well. It's an ingredient. It goes out separately. Goes out separately. Comments goes on without the Lebona. They put the Lebona on separately. Okay, now. Continue. Gemara quotes the Braita. Ahirim deba'im chovala. Mainihu. Now the Gemara is saying what we knew already. You told me any item that causes other things to come on the Mizbeah as a result of it. What are these other items? So the Gemara says, Aitzim. The wood. Don't you need the wood for the haktara? You need the wood for the komets. So the Gemara is saying, just like the mincha brings the wood, so to everything, af kol etzim, so to any item that goes on the mizbeah that causes wood to go on the mizbeah, so therefore needs mincha. Also, the Gemara says, ema lebona aite dam. The Ika Nesachim. So you tell me includes Lebona. And say like this. This is a tricky question. The Gemara wants to say, let me tell you what the objective the Gemara is. The Gemara wants to bring in blood. I know you made a Dirasha. You made a special Dirasha. You said, because it says, Minhatecha velo damcha. Leave that Dirasha. You should have included blood by tweaking the analogy to Mincha a little, and by tweaking the Mincha analogy, you could even expand it to bring in blood that would need salt. How would you do that? I'm going to say, Acherim deba'im chovala. Any item that brings other things, and it becomes chovah to bring those things as a result of it. For example, what? Etzim. Etzim become mandatory to put on the mizbeah in order to burn the Mincha. So too I can say Levona. Because once I bring the Mincha, the Levona is mandatory. Which means I cannot bring the Mincha without the Levona. So the Mincha caused the Levona to be brought. Which means, forget about wood. Just like the Mincha forces the wood to be brought, becomes a Chobah now. So I'll include Levona, not by saying Levona forces wood. I will say that what? That the Mincha forces the Levona to come. Now once they say the Mincha forces the Levona to come, that's why the Mincha needs salt. So I could say Dam forces the Nesachim to come. Now once I sprinkle the Dam, what do? I pour the wine on the Mizbeah. Jeez, when you told me wood, then you can't include blood. Because the blood doesn't bring any wood. But I could say that just like the Mincha causes the etzim, you need to bring etzim in order to make the haktara. You cannot bring the haktara of komets without wood. So therefore, keshem shemincha sheba'aim etzim letzorech haktarata, just like the Mincha that forces etzim to come to burn it needs haktara, af kol etzim, so to all etzim. Because these items do not need wood. Okay. Ulam madua magdira bright like it etzim, which is why only wood. But why did you only learn it that the item that's causing to be brought is wood? You could have learned lebona. Doesn't the mincha cause lebona to be brought? Oh, once you say that, the Rasha now that the mincha needs salt because it's gorem other things to be brought, namely lebona. Now I could say I'll include dam, because dam also causes the nisachim. I cannot bring the nisachim till I sprinkle the blood. Once I sprinkle the blood, I bring the nisachim. Oh, so dam should need meliha. Why did you limit devarim to etzim? V'chi the mincha only causes etzim to go on the mizbeach. The mincha also causes the bunat to go on the mizbeach. Oh, once you tell me that, so dam causes nisachim to go on the mizbeach. So dam should need meliha. Not in every case. In the case where there's nisachim, there's not always lebona either. Oh, you say, as we ask, right? In the case where there is lebona, in the case where there is lebona, the minhaz matir lebona. The minhaz go in the lebona to go on the mizbeach. First, you put the komet. As a result, of that, you put the lebona. Very good. So, any item that causes something else to go on the mizbeach, the blood. What does the blood cause to go on the mizbeach? The nisachim. Oh, so blood should be. Salted. You want to ask a question? Huh? Why? Why? What do you need a derasha for? Adrabah. This is just as strong as a derasha, by the way. This is we have a klal prat klal. Ma mincha ze klal prat is also the writer. Who told you to minimize it? Maybe I'll tell you it's included. Yevra says nisachim bade emurim hu de'ata, which means it's not the dam that brings the nisachim on the mizbeach. The nisachim are connected to the emurim. My ta'ama achila ushtiya. The mizbeach eats and the mizbeach drinks. What's the eating of the mizbeach? The emurim. What's the drinking of the mizbeach? The nisachim. Therefore, eating and drinking is connected to themselves. It's not connected to the dam. We thought the dam brings the nisachim. No, the dam doesn't bring the nisachim. It's the emurim that bring the nisachim. Once you put meat on the mizbeach, you have to put nisachim also. Not nice just to put food and not drink on the mizbeach, the shulchan of Hashem. So therefore, the dam is not bringing the nisachim. Gemara says, Adrabba, what are you talking about? I'll tell you the contrary. Kapara v'simcha. Where's the ikar kapara in the korban? The blood. Where's the simcha of the korban? The nesachim. To me, I would connect kapara to simcha. Once already I got kapara, and I put a wine on, and bring the simcha. Which means the simcha that is, what's gorem the simcha? The kapara. Simcha is putting the wine on the mizbeach. Let's assume that, yes? So therefore the Gemara is like, Adrabah, it is the dam. The dam is gorem the simcha, therefore it should need the salt. Ela lebona ba'in imma bechli echad nesachim en ba'in bechli echad. Oh, that's what Gemara answers. Gemara goes back to the Braita. You know what the pshat is? The reason why lebona gets sold is because it's in the same keli as. No, that's the real reason. The bona gets because it's in the same keli. But nesachim are not in the same keli as the blood. However, aval etzim ki echi de mitkashira bihu mincha achi mitkashira bihu kulehu korbanot. When it comes to etzim that they bring it on the mizbeach, we say just like the mincha. The etzim come to makshir the mincha faktara, so to all the korbanot. The wood is makshir the aktara. Which means, the analogy to wood is good. Just like the wood by the mincha is a chova, meaning in the sense that you need to bring the wood as a result of the mincha, so to any korban, that you need to bring wood in order to burn the korban. Also, we ask the question, why don't you say that just like Levona is needed to be brought, so too Nesachim is needed to be brought? Say no, Levona is in the same keli as the Mincha, and therefore since it's in the same keli as the Mincha, it's considered one. And therefore what? I'm reading. She'ab she'adam gorim l'nesachim lavo. You're right, the dam is gorim l'nesachim. Hakesher she'lo l'nesachim eno dome l'kesher min ha-mincha l'lebona. Because mincha is in the same keli. Our question was, mincha is gorim l'lebona, dam is gorim l'nesachim. You're right, but it's not exact. Because mincha and lebona is in the same keli. Therefore, I could say that the mincha needs but it's not going to include nesachim. But the analogy of wood will include everything, which means mincha is gorem etzim, so to korbanot gorem etzim, but that won't include blood. I thought to include blood. I'm saying it one more time. How would I include blood? Mincha is gorem lebona, dam is gorem nesachim. The Gemara says you're right. Dam is gorem nesachim. Oh, so should he eat salt? No, it's not in the same keli. It's not a fair analogy. Mincha is gorem lebona, you're right, but the lebona is in the same keli. That's why I can tell you it needs. So therefore, if it was that comparison, you would not include blood. But when I compare etzim, oh, that's expensive. I say, ma mincha gorem etzim, af kol korban shemar be'etzim. But that for sure doesn't include blood either, because blood is no wood. So therefore, you'll never include blood in the picture. The Gemara says, wait. One more point. The Emma. Ma prat mefurash she'acharim b'im chovala u'materet. Why are you only limiting the mincha to one property? You're telling me, what's the property of the mincha? It brings the wood. The mincha has two properties. It brings the wood, and it's matir something. What is it matir? The shirayim. And therefore I'll say like this, af kol she'acharim b'im chovala u'materet. So too, you gotta compare it to two things. It's gotta bring wood, and it's got to be materit. What will I include? Mind you, levona haba'a bebazichim, deshar yalechem. That's right. The bazichim that come from the lechem apanim, they themselves bring wood, and they also are a matir. Oh, you were two for two. Aba midi acharina lo, but other items no. Exactly. Take a regular korban. A regular korban, does it have the two properties of a regular korban? A regular korban, it brings wood, but is it matir anything? Look, it brings wood. A regular korban, you have to put wood, though. No? How do you burn the korban? Right, it's not matir, but the dam is matir the meat. Oh, so once you learn it this way, you don't know all korbanot need salt. Which means, who told you to limit mincha to one property? Mincha has two properties. Mincha brings wood, and mincha is matir. You know what's similar to that? Bazichim. The bazichim of the lechem panim. It needs wood, and it's matir, the lechem panim. But korbanot, no. Korbanot bring wood, but they're not matir anything. As was said, the blood is matir, the basar, to eat. Once they sprinkle the blood, the kohanim can eat the basar.
The blood doesn't bring wood.
And the blood doesn't bring wood. So we know but the blood doesn't bring wood anyway. So therefore, who told you to include korbanot from this derasha of mincha? No, I don't know. You told me you're limited. You told me all you need is what? Something that brings wood. Mincha brings wood, korban brings wood. So, what? But mincha is something else also. Mincha not only brings wood, mincha also is matir. Emurim don't do that. So how do you know it needs? No, we have a klal paklal here, my friend. Let's go slow. We have a klal paklal. We said, ma prat, which is mincha, has this property, afa klal. But you only told me one prat in the prat. You told me, ma mincha she gorem etzim. Hello, stop it. Ma prat she gorem etzim vegam matir. Once already, you have to make it similar to the prat. That's the rule of a klal paklal. It's got to be similar to the prat. This is not similar to the prat. So how do you know emurim needs salt? So Gemara says, "Midetzterich me'al minhatecha, velo me'al damecha, nichlal tehanach kol lehu atu behadzad." I'll tell you why we thought it's only one analogy. How do we know dam doesn't need salt? We have a Gezat Katuf. Now wait. I could have told you very simple why it doesn't have need salt. What do you need Gezat Katuf for? The dam doesn't bring etzim. Finished. Even though the dam is matir. The dam is matir something. So it's like a mincha in one aspect, but it's not like the mincha in... Right? The dam is one for two. Now, if you told me you need to go two for two, so therefore I don't need to get Gezerat HaKatuf to limit dam. Just say dam is not similar to mincha. From the fact that you need to get Gezerat HaKatuf to exclude dam, that means one for two is enough. And that's why you need to get... No, anyone. Anyone. And therefore you need an exclusion. So you don't got to go two for two. Therefore, emurim have what? Emurim are analogous to mincha in the sense they bring wood. That's enough. One for one, you're in. What's my proof that you only need one analogy? Because why did you need a special gezerat katuf to exclude blood? Just say, blood is only compared to mincha in one aspect, not in two aspects. If you need to go two for two, blood doesn't fit. Ela, one for one also would be included. One for two also would be included. That's why you need a gezerat katuf to exclude it. Oh, now we go to emurim. So emunim is compared to the mincha. Mincha has two properties. It brings etzim. Emunim brings etzim. I'm good. Unless I have a gezerat katuf otherwise. Tell me. I don't have a gezerat otherwise. Tell me. No. Therefore, it's so from the fact that we had an extra gezerat katuf to teach me dam is out. That means without that gezerat katuf, dam would have been in, even though it's only compared to mincha in one of the two aspects. So from here we learn you don't need to have the two aspects. Even one of them is sufficient.
Gemara continues. Amar mor me'al minhateka velo me'al damecha. So we made a dinasha. You have to put salt me'al minhateka on the mincha. So the Gemara was doresh on the mincha, but not on the blood. Velo me'al damecha. Ve'ema me'al minhateka ve'lo me'al evarecha. Who told you to be doresh like that? Maybe the darash is coming to tell me that I don't put salt on the evarim. That's what's coming to teach me. So comes again what on says, mistabra evarim havilel rebuye. Mistaber, makes sense that you should put salt on the evarim. Why? Sheken, achirim ba'im chova la kimuta. It has a comparison to menachot in many ways. Number one, it's like a mencha, that it brings something else with it. Mencha brings the wood. The evarim also bring the wood, because you need wood to burn the evarim. Number two, ishim kimuta, they burnt on the mizbeach, on the fire, like mincha. Number three, bahutz kimota. They're both put out on the outer mizbeach, on the mizbeach haitzoni. Notar kimota. The laws of notar apply if you have leftovers after the duration of the time of the korban is up. So there's notar. Tumah kimota. The laws of tumah apply to the evarim of the mincha, just like the mincha. Me'ira kimota. There's also the laws of Mi'ilah, whereas Dam is not analogous to Menachot in any of these ways. There's no law of wood doesn't come because of it. There's no wood that comes as a result of the Dam. Dam is also put on the inner Mizbeach HaPinimi. There's no deen of Notar by the blood. There's no deen of tum'ah, there's no deen of me'ilah. So therefore, if I have a choice to mima'et one item, I'm going to mima'et dam, and I'm not going to mima'et evanim, because evanim is more compared to the mincha. So Yomaran says, Adrabba, what are you talking about? On the contrary, dam avelel rebuye. I should come and include blood. Why? Sheken matir kemota. It's analogous to the mincha in the following ways. It's a matir. Mincha is matir the shirayim. Dam is matir the emurim. The nifsal b'shkiyat tachama kemota. And also the service becomes pasul at shkiyah. which means dam is pasula chikiat. Once chikiat passes, you can't sprinkle the blood. However, the evarim, you're allowed to bring all night. So, and minha also, its duration is shikiyah. Look at the top Rashi. Dam nifsal b'shikiyah tahama. De'enu ra'oi lezrok balayla. Dekhtiv b'yom savvoto et b'nei Yisrael la'klib. Ve'dam le'machar nifsal b'dina. Kedamim ha'masik et zivahim. Beperik ezo mekoman. Minayin le'dam shenifsal b'shikiyah tahama. Tamud lomar b'yom ha'klibo et zivcho. Okay, so that's the point. So therefore, maybe I'll say that adrabah, the minha is more compared to dam, because it has two similarities. It's a matir, and it's nifsal b'shkiyat hama. Gemara answers. No, the comments, the mincha is the comments. The comments matir, the shirayim.
That's what we're referring to, the mincha is the comments. That we're
sure, sure.
Yes, it's not analogous. Like, the mincha to the emorim of the dam, it should be like, you know, it should be the comments. It should be, because the mincha is like a...
No, but we're saying in halakot, in the dinim, it's analogous. Not in...
You would think they make it their al minachadeh velo al shilomecha. Or like, it's like, or like, you know, like, here they're taking the whole item, the mincha, and they're applying it to a piece of the korban, you know, like, so what the rabbi is saying, it's talking, really talking about the chometz.
Right.
No, if it's talking about the chometz, that's perfect. Because that's a piece of the, that's like the emulim. I mean, like, you know.
Hamach nefishan, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that you're right, you found two similarities by dam, but there's more similarities by the evarim. So therefore, mincha is more analogous to evarim, and therefore, evarim will have salt. Even though you found some similarities by the dam, not that many. Amar mor, we go first. So therefore, evarim needs blood, it needs salt. That's for sure. So blood doesn't have salt. Amar mor, we learned above. Said in the pasuk, v'chol korban b'melach temlach. Okay? So we have the, it really says, v'chol korban minchaticha. ששומעי אני אפילו עצים ודם שנקראו קורבן. פסוק said the word קורבן. So we learn from over here that what? That anything that's called קורבן will need דם. ששומעי אני עצים ודם שנקראו קורבן. So that's why the Torah wrote the word מנחתך to say only things that are דומה to מנחה. That bring עצים. Masha'en ken etzim themselves, if a person brings a korban etzim, he does not put salt on the etzim. And we said also dam. Dam is nizrak, but you don't bring anything with it. The fact is minchatecha. So we said it has to be domet to the mincha. The cloud plus cloud, if you remember we made. We said, ma mincha, that it has, that something comes as a result of it. La pukewa, to the exclusion of wood, that when you bring the wood, the wood itself is the item. You're not bringing something else, Mahmat. And dam. So Gemara says, "Man shamat le damar etzim ikri korban rabbi, the rabbi mebaye ba'u melach. Netanya korban melamed shemitnadevim etzim. Vekama shne gezirin. Vechen hu omer vagoralot ipanu al korban ha'etzim. Rabbi omer etzim." Korban mincha hen te'unin melach ut'unin hagasha ve'amar rabba lederbe rabbi etzim te'unin kemitza ve'amar rabba lederbe rabbi etzim serichim etzim. Gemara says, you tell me etzim doesn't need melach even though it's called a korban. The Gemara says, wait, who's the rabbi that calls etzim a korban? Korban etzim, rabbi. He quotes a pasuk that we just said in the Braita. The Rabbi says that the person, let's say, comes to the Beit HaMikdash and he wants to bring a wood korban. He wants to donate two pieces of wood to the Beit HaMikdash. He calls it korban etzim. And the Braita clearly says, according to the Rabbi, since it's called a korban, you have to put salt on it. And I don't have to put salt on it. The Gemara would say, it needs kemitza also. It's like a mincha. He calls it like a mincha. And therefore, according to that opinion, you can't tell me that even though we call it a korban, it's going to be patur from melach. Adrabah, the opinion that calls it a korban is Rabbi. And Rabbi is a rabbi that says, It needs salt. If you brought a wood korban, according to the bee, you have to put salt on it, you have to make kimitsa on it, you have to make hagasha on it. Oh, so you must make up your mind. You're calling a wood korban. Again, a person comes to the person wants to donate two pieces of wood to the Beit HaMikdash. Korban ha'etzim. So he says, not only according to the bead, you have to make meliha, you have to make kibitza, you have to make hagasha. Not only that, you need wood. You need wood for the wood. When you bring a korban ha'etzim, you have to bring other wood to burn the wood. Oh, so according to that, which opinion are you telling me? If it's the bee says you need salt. The bee says you need salt. The Gemara says, Samem mikan etzim. Alright. Take away etzim from the original Braita. Which means when the Braita originally said, to the exclusion of dam and etzim, take away etzim. Etzim needs salt. It's just coming to exclude dam. Really, etzim will need salt. In the Braita, we had the word etzim that's coming to exclude. No, you're right. It seems when you're bringing it to the Beit HaMikdash, you need to bring it with salt. Ve'ela kera le'me'ute mai. So Gemara says, you told me that we have a klal prat klal. So what's the prat? The prat is mincha. So ma mincha that has these properties to the exclusion of what? I le'me'ute dam me'al minchatecha nafka. If it's only coming to exclude blood, so we know that from the other derasha, me'al minhatecha velo me'al damecha. Because if you tell me that we're including etzim, so I said the klal, prat klal is coming to tell me that the mincha has certain properties that etzim do not have, and therefore etzim are exempt. But if you tell me it's not coming to exclude etzim, so it's only coming to exclude dam, what do you mean? We have already a pasuk me'al minchatecha velo me'al damecha. She says dam me'al minchatecha nafka v'trem me'ute lamali, which is it comes out dam is being excluded from two places. It's being excluded from the klal prat klal, and it's being excluded from me'al minchatecha velo me'al damecha. What would you need two items for? Nema korban klal me'al minhatecha prat kol korban echa azar v'kalal af kol she'arim ba'im lochoba ve'lo dam tenacharim ba'im lochoba. Which means, why don't you just learn it from the klal prat klal and say, just like the mincha is hayav salt because others come as a result of it, wood, the exclusion of blood that doesn't bring wood. Because you can ask me a question. Maybe I'll say, just like mincha is a matir, so too dam is a matir. Maybe you'll say, oh, and therefore you'll bring in blood. Havi matzil mefrag the nirbe b'tzad de chayrim be'en chobah kol hanach u'b'tzad de matir marbit ledam ve'af kol le'me'ute etzim she'en achayrim ba'im le'em chobah.
She's making a point over here. Just to understand this question, the Gemara, I'm going to say the question out so that I'm going to make the point of Rashi here. The point of the Gemara is you took away etzim. Etzim needs salt. Good. So what's the klal prat klal coming to exclude? Ma mincha that it doesn't bring wood. So too everything that doesn't bring wood. Me'ute dam. Good, so dam doesn't need salt. But what do you mean? We have it already from me'al minchatecha velo me'al damecha. That's the simple question. Now he says over here, just to explain it. Tami'uta rishon bepasuk. It's klal prat klal. Hagemara bi'ara le'el. That the word korban is a klal, and mincha is a prat, and kol korban echas is klal, prat, klal. Good. Api amida shel klal, prat, klal, anu dorshim et pasuk lerabot devarim adumim leprat. Good. Ulmet kol devar acher. So give us like this. What is going to be compared to a mincha? Kol she'acherim ba'im chobal la'kemota. Good. Anything that is brought as a result of it. So the mincha brings wood. Korban will bring wood. Dam doesn't.
Good. The Gemara brought in, by the way, examples. Lebona, Ketoret, Menchat Kohanim, Emunim. Ulma'et kol ha'shirayim ba'im chavano. Ha'mi'ut tashib basuku b'tu me'al menchatecha. Good. And then we had another derasha. Me'al menchatecha ve'lo me'al damecha. Lamadnu me'klal prat klal le'ma'et aitzim. Originally, before we scratched etzim from the braita, from the klal prat klal, we said, oh, etzim doesn't bring etzim. The very etzim is patur from salt. And me'al menchatecha came and told me, dam, velo dam. That was good. But now that you're taking away etzim from the braita, so therefore why don't you learn dam from the klal prat klal, and therefore what do you need the ma'am l'chatecha? He says, Ela shalakara kashe, ha braita le'el hisika shemekoa klal prat klal, hayara ui lichol af dam bechovat menicha. He was right. If you were learning just from the klal prat klal, I could include dam. Because I could say, ma'am mincha, that's a matir, so too dam is a matir. So then what do you mean? If I'm just learning it from the klal prat klal, dam is included. Rak mikol makom, that's why we needed ma'al minchatecha. You need ma'al minchatecha to come and say, ma'al minchatecha. Even though it should be included from the klal prat klal, I need the ma'al minchatecha to come and tell me, no, but velo dam. Even though there was a reason to include it, I need ma'al minchatecha to exclude it. Even though dam has a matir. To exclude dam. To exclude dam. I would have included it in the klal prat klal, because it's like mincha. That's why I need ma'al minchatecha to exclude it and say, only mincha velo dam. So he says now, Ech yichula gemara now to tell me that the klal prat klal would be ma'ed dam. Originally, we thought that the klal prat klal doesn't mima'et dam. Now the Gemara is saying, learn it from the klal prat klal, and you don't need ma'al minchatecha. What changed? That's Rashi's question. He said, Teshuvah lekach, shekal prat klal ba tamid lima'et devarim hashonim b'midam mesuyim b'natim anetzket. Right, how does the klal prat klal work? It always excludes things that are not similar to the prat. V'nei kasher tana b'raita sheshlechol dam b'klal, klal prat klal, haya ze betok hanachas al kol panim yitma'et mikach korban etzim. She was like this. When the Gemara was assuming, include dam. Dam is a matir. Oh, it's going to be excluding something. Oh, don't worry, it's excluding etzim. As long as etzim was something was being excluded, so we said, good, we can exclude etzim, because etzim are not like a mincha, and we can include dam. But once already now you're telling me that etzim need salt, need the salt. So he says like this, אבל אתה שעסק שקורבן עצים אחד כלול בחובת מניעה. So the only item that minha can come to be mima'et is dam. Oh, so the Gemara is saying, once already you scratched etzim from the braita thing. So what's the minha come? What's the klal prat coming to mima'et? Dam. Oh, so what do you need? Kol korbanecha velo kol minhatecha velo minhatecha. That's the Gemara's question now. So the Gemara answers. I'll tell you a simple answer. Apik etzim ve'ayil nesachim. The Gemara says, take out etzim. But I got to remember, I ate something now. Put in nesachim, which means dam is from me'al minchatecha. And when it says klal prat klal, it's got to be dumet to mincha. Mashek and nesachim are not dumet to mincha, because the nesachim are not considered a no wood comes mahmatam, that's for sure. There's no wood coming from mahmatam. Nesachim, the wine. So exclude that. They're not matir anything, no. Good, so that's what comes to my mind. That's why I have a klal prat klal. Ma prat that has these properties. La apukeh nesachim. Even though it's called a korban. But la apukeh nesachim, beautiful. So therefore, which is, once already you took out etzim, we needed now to find something else to stick in there. So we said, oh, dam. No, dam already we have from over there. Nesachim. Now how do we know that nesachim don't need salt on it? Netanya. Aval, yayin. The dam, the etzim, the ketoret, and te'onim melach. We find the braita that clearly says yayin, dam. Oh, etzim, this is a trouble for us, because right now at this point we're concluding wood needs Yayin doesn't, dam doesn't. So the Gemara is going to right away analyze. All I did is find the brighter that tells me Yayin doesn't need salt. Okay, I'm good. I'm happy with that because I needed to find that. Yayin doesn't need salt, and this Nesachin, that's what the Klal Pragav, everything's fine. But the author of this brighter is going to be now difficult for me to find. Because Yayin, I have no problem. Dam, you tell me, no salt, I have no problem. Now you're telling me also over here, Ketoret. Now, in the brighter, the Gemara brighter says Ketoret needs salt, by the way. Because Ketoret brings wood. And therefore it's not excluded. So who's the author of this braita? And it can't be the Bishamon, because you tell me over there Etzim also don't need Melah. And the Bishamon we just learned says Etzim does need Melah. So the Gemara is going to have to analyze now who the author of the braita is. But that's a side point. What we benefit from the braita is that you see clearly Yayin does not need Melah. The Gemara continues and says Mani. So who's the author of this braita? Irebi, if you tell me, I said Rebbi Shimon, I meant Rebbi. Irebi, kasha etzim, because he holds etzim needs salt. Irebanan, kasha ketoret. If it's the rabbis say ketoret needs salt. Kabbalah says, no, hai tanahu, it's another tana. The tanya, Rebbi Ishmael, benosh, Rebbi Yohanan, beruka, omer. Ma prat, meforash. דבר שמקבל תומאה ועולה לאישים וישנו על מזבח החיצון אף כל דבר המקבל תומאה like a מנחה ועולה לאישים goes on the fire like a מנחה וישנו על מזבח החיצון and it's brought on the outer מזבח יצרו עצים שאין מקבלים תומאה. Number one, עצים do not מקבל תומאה. Okay, that's the law, because it's not a keli. And it's not a food. Yatsu dam v'yayin shenolim la'ishim. That's right also. Dam and yayin don't go on the fire. It's poured. It's not put on a fire. Dam nitar al dofen ha-mizbeh. It's put on the wall of the mizbeh, but not on the fire. Yatsu ketoret she'ena al mizbeh ha-haitzon. Where's the ketoret? On the inner mizbeh. Good, so we found the new shita. Rabbi Yishmael benot shem yohamim berokah. That exactly is the author of the braita. Yayin, no. Dam, no. Ketoret, no. Etzim, no. Because it's excluded from the klal prat klal. So basically when we come out over here, dam, we found everybody says there's no salt on the dam. So either you're learning it from the pasuk ma'al minhatecha v'lo ma'al damecha, or you're learning it from the exclusion of this klal prat klal over here, the way the Bishmael learns it. That's dam. Etzim comes out, we have a machloket between Rabbi and the Hachamim. Rabbi is going to say when you donate a korban etzim, it's a regular korban. It needs etzim even. And it needs salt, and it needs kemitzah, it needs agasha, everything. Okay, the Hachamim said, no, there's nothing like that. What else? Oh, ketoret will have a machloket also, if it needs salt or not. According to the Braita, we had originally ketoret needs salt because it's like a mincha, it's brought with wood. And this rabbi is going to say ketoret no, because only things that are brought on the outer mizbeah, like a mincha, but ketoret is brought on the inner mizbeah. So those are the things that are in contention over here. Ketoret is in contention, and etzim are in contention. According to dam, it's the kula alma. You do not need to salt it. Nesachim, we have this braita that says nesachim, and that's really why we want to say the braita above as well. We want to take out wood and put in nesachim. So everybody's going to say nesachim do not need. This braita says, and the braita above also is sticking it in. Take out wood, put in nesachim. So everybody's going to know nesachim also do not need salt as well. You're right, but we put it in. We took out etzim, so the Gemara says sameh etzim, and put in nesachim in its place. He does. Yesu yayin. Comes the Gemara and says ela ta'ama dimi'ate kra ledam. Okay, go further. Only because we have a pasuk that takes dam out of the picture. Ha la vache. If you didn't have that pasuk, amina dam lebe'e melach. And I would need salt. Gemara says, demalche, keman demalche nafik le metorat dam. So wait, once you're salting the blood, it's not blood anymore.
How did you even have a hava meaning that you have to salt the blood? Once you salt the blood is not blood. Who told you that? The Amar Zaidi, famous Gemara Amar Rabbi Harina. Dam shebishelo eno over alav. Blood that you cooked. If a person eats that blood, he's not chayav from the Torah on that blood. Why? Because that blood is not ra'ud to go on the Mizbayah. According to this Gemara, what type of blood did the Torah say where you can't eat blood? Only blood that's ra'ud to go on the Mizbayah. To be mechaper. Dam shebishelo, if you cook the blood, doesn't go. V'rav Yehuda amar ze'iri, dam shemelacho en over alav. That even blood that you salted and you ate it, you're not over alav. Rabbi Yehuda didei amar. Rabbi Yehuda said himself, evarim shetzila'ar. We learned this already in Tzivachim. Limbs of the animal that you roasted and you brought them on the mizbeach and by mishum reyach nihawa. You don't fulfill the mizbeach of reyach nihawa. Reyach nihawa has to be the mizbeach roasted, not that you roasted before. You can't pre-roast it. But what do you learn from this bite over here? That clearly salted blood. The reason why you patun if you eat it is because it's not going to go on the mizbeach. So therefore, what was the havamina? Oh, I would have thought salt, blood needs salt. I got blood needs salt. We know blood doesn't. Once you put salt in the blood, it's not blood anymore. So what was the havamina? Well, I says ma'odetema mishdaba mashihu the mitzvah be'alma kamash ma'alan. I would have thought just sprinkle a little salt on it, not to make it. Just to drop a smidgen of salt on it, I would have thought. Kamash, you don't even put a little salt. That's what it says, if you put salt on it, your patu means you salted it mamash. I would have thought maybe for the mizbeah, put a little salt on it, a couple of grains. Kamash, why even that you don't do?